I'm going to be in Psalms 100. Psalms 100 while I'm tearing up things up here. If I can get this stuff figured out, I'm one of those. If it says assembly required, I don't buy it. Usually when I start taking something apart, a little spring and some kind of little keeper will fly out of it, and I just take it to the garbage can and throw it away. But I'm thankful for what I've got. Psalms 100 and verse 1, the Bible says this. A psalm of praise. If you're thankful, you'll praise Him. A song of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, and it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. That Bible verse commands you to sing praise, to thank the Lord, be happy in the Lord. An unthankful Christian is an unsatisfied Christian. If you're not thankful, you'll never be content. You'll never be satisfied if you're not thankful for Jesus Christ. If you're an unthankful Christian, you'll always be an unsettled Christian. You'll never get it all settled because you're unthankful for what God has given you and done for you and provided for you and blessed you with. The Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. We need to learn to come to that place where we're okay and thankful, not just okay, but thankful with God's provision. All right, an unthankful Christian is an unseparated Christian. They want to hang out with the world. They got their feet on one side of the world and the other feet in the church. You can't be two ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You'll be unseparated. The Bible says to come ye out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. It says, touch not the unclean thing. It's hard to do that. But if you're thankful, you'll do your best to do and to live like this book tells you to live because you're thankful for your Savior and your salvation. An unthankful Christian is unyielding. You refuse to yield to that still small voice of the Holy Ghost of God that indwells you. And there's something will come up in your life, a decision, and that still small voice will say, you better not do that. You don't need to be doing that. You need to stay away from that. And you ignore it and you go on and do it anyway. That's an unthankful Christian. You just told the Lord that you could care less for what He's done for you. I've been there. You've been there. An unthankful Christian is an unwilling Christian. You're just not willing to do what God needs you to do and asks you to do and wants you to do. A fellow asked me one time, in fact, he said, well, what happens if God wants you to do something, leads you to do something, calls you to do something, and you refuse to do it? He'll just choose somebody else. That's what He does. Brother Phil was talking about my testimony, a road musician, all the years and years, all the stuff I'd given to the world for self-glory, self-indulgence, self-satisfying, self-gratifying. Everything was about me. And God called me to this church. I had no doubt of that calling. I stepped out by faith, knowing that what I wasn't able to do, God was able to do. I had to be willing to do it. And Brother David Spurgeon, an old biker gang guy who's going to be preaching next week over at Mount Hope at Harrison, you better go and hear him if you haven't. President of the Outlaws Motorcycle Gang in Dayton, Ohio, the number two man in the nation for the Outlaws Motorcycle Gang. Now he's preaching. You say, well, what's that about? And he told the crowd at Mount Hope last time, and said, people wonder, why would God call somebody like you? Why would God call somebody like me? Because you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't do it, and you refused to do it, and you weren't willing to do it. An unthankful Christian is an unwilling Christian, unwilling to do. A lot of folks are so unwilling. They're unhappy. Unhappy with their marriage. Unhappy with their job. Unhappy with their church. Unsettled. Unyielded. An unthankful Christian. An unhappy Christian. If you're unhappy as a Christian and unthankful as a Christian, you'll be an unsinging Christian. When the roll is called up young. Hey, put some feeling into it, some heart into it, some meaning into it, and some thankfulness into your singing. You'll be an unsmiling Christian. Walk in with your face long as a churn, expecting God to bless you. Let him bless me if he can. Hey, you need to have a smile on your face, a song in your heart. Some of the folks say you couldn't get a smile out of somebody here if Larry Curley and Moe and Shemp were all here at the same time. Or Lonnie, Jeff, and Cody Jones. You know, hey, get a smile on your face. Act like you're happy to be saved. You're way ahead of the crowd, folks. You've got it made. You've got it made in the shade because of Jesus Christ, and you need to be thankful for that. If you're an unthankful Christian, you're going to be an unshouting Christian. You wouldn't shout unless there was one more touchdown for you to jump up in the air and squall and howl and do all that. You see that crowd, you'll see them this afternoon. If you turn on the Bengals game, man, they'll be shouting and squalling and high-fiving. You get a soul saved in church, and that crowd sits there like, ain't that something? Hey, nothing wrong with shouting. Remember those 10 that got those 10 lepers, and they all got healed, and one just came back leaping and shouting? God didn't yell at the one that was shouting and leaping and thanking him. He says, didn't I heal 10? Where are the 9? Where's the rest of that crowd? Some of you wouldn't shout. I better hush. Let me move on. Notice about this psalm. It's a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Are you serving him today? Yeah, you're serving him, but you ain't too happy about it, are you? Some folks. Let me qualify that, Phil. Keep me out of trouble. Not only do you serve him, you need to be happy when you do it. Just happy to be here, sir. Isn't that what they used to say in boot camp, you military guys? That DI get in your face and you say, just happy to be here, sir. Hey, I'm just happy to be here, Lord, and I really am. A live dog is better than a dead lion. I'm just glad to be able to have the health and the strength and the mind to do things. Have you ever thanked God for your mental health? Wow. I do. Hoping I'll get it one day. But I thank God. In fact, my wife was a psych nurse for 20 years. They gave her 10 hours in service, extra credit just for living with me. Make a joyful noise. Know ye. Then it says, come before his presence with singing. Not with a sad countenance, like you just lost your best grandma. You come before him with singing. My, my, my. Oh, that singing. Oh, what? Shouting, singing and shouting. Man, if you don't do any singing and shouting when you get to glory, you're going to have the biggest culture shock you've ever seen. You read the book of Revelation, folks singing and shouting and giving glory to God. Thankful to be there. Then it says, know ye that the Lord is God. Not Buddha, not Hare Krishna, not Mohammed, not your meth dealer, not your old girlfriend. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. My. I had an old, well, I don't want to talk about old girlfriends. One that I had, I started calling her Will Rogers. She just never met a man she didn't like. But, know ye that the Lord, he is God. He that cometh to God, it says in Hebrews, must believe that he is. He is God. He is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hey, I didn't evolve. God made me and he made you. The only thing that evolved in you and me over the years is our wicked hearts. It says that men shall wax worse and worse. Why do you think the world's in the shape it is in? Because all the thoughts of the imagination are only evil continually, like it was just in the days of Noah. You know what the Bible says, as it is in the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That's where we're at. Men's hearts have waxed worse and worse. You couldn't find the truth with a court order. Deceitful, the heart is deceitful above all things. And it's all perspective. You can't believe the news because they're telling a biased side of their perspective. You can't believe your history books because they leave God out of anything to do with the affairs of man. The only thing you can believe is the word of the Lord. Amen. Thy word is truth. Deuteronomy 18. Here's God speaking to his chosen people. What a story, the children of Israel. God chose the children of Israel. Man chose the Jew. And it says in Deuteronomy 8:10, he's talking to him now. He says, when thou hast eaten and are full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Have you done that? The good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou not forget. She's saying, remember. Remember. My. Beware. There's a warning there that thou not forget. Forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. It goes on to say in verse 15, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at the latter end. And thou say in thy heart, now watch it, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Wrong. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Well, I thought it was my college degree and all the hard work and all that I put in. The Bible says it's God that gave you the power to get that education, to learn that trade, to get that knowledge, and give you that ethic to work. My. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Hey, God went to the mat for you, and God went to the mat for me. Shame on me if I'm unthankful for God and what he has done in my life. Romans 1:21, Paul wrote, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Timothy warned us about these last days that we're in. He said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. An unthankful Christian is an unholy Christian. He's just thanking God first. He don't even thank God. He trusted Christ, got as saved as you and I are because of the merits of Jesus Christ. Then he rolled over and played dead until the Lord comes back, or until he die, go to the grave one. That's an unthankful Christian. My. Notice here in our text, the children of Israel that God chose for a people, chose them to love them, to bless them, and to fill all their needs. Yet we see here much of that same attitude that is prevalent in the world today. An attitude of ingratitude and complacency toward God who had given them so, so much. Here in our text, God warns against this terrible sin of unthankfulness. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Then he warned to forget not the Lord thy God in keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Look out now. It says, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Are you thankful? Do you remember? Just as you hear today, you don't want to be taken for granted. Don't take God for granted. Don't take His blessings for granted. There's nothing worse than ingratitude. Ever do something for someone and you just went to the mat for them, bent over backwards, and they just give you that attitude that who cares? Yeah, if you hadn't done it, somebody else would. Can you imagine the Lord of glory after what He went through? The shame, the cruelty of the cross that He went through and went through willingly for you and for me. That's ingratitude. Can you imagine how He felt when the world that He came to save, the Bible says He was in the world and the world was made by Him and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, the children of Israel, and they said His own received Him not. But then He said, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. The children of Israel, man, they were constantly taking God for granted. They weren't thankful, constantly complaining, murmuring. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. God has seen them, had seen them through every battle, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents, scorpions, drought. He brought water out of the rock of flint. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand has got me this wealth. How about us? How about you? Do you have a good job? Have a roof over your head? Do you have heat from the winter cold? Do you have clothes to wear? Do you have a car to drive? You got food in your refrigerator? Do your kids have shoes to wear? Where do you think all those things came from? For my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. My. Or are you one of those that says, well, my power and the might of my hand hath got me these things? Wrong. Watch out. The Lord said in John 15:5, without me ye can do nothing. Job found out. Job finally said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hey, you didn't bring anything into this world and you won't take anything with you as you go. I wrote a song years ago that our group recorded. And the first line of that song is, I came into this world naked, cold, and crying. Someday I'll leave this world the same. I came into this world naked, cold, and crying. But God saved me. I had a godly mama who brought me to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Are you paying attention, you mamas, you grandmamas? A lot of my nephews and nieces were saved under the insistence of my grandma and my mama and my daddy, their grandma and grandpa, picking them up and taking them to Sunday school and to church so they could come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Everything we have is because of our Lord. Everything is yours, Lord. My. He told the children of Israel, said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant. You have your health today. You have an education. You're able to work, make a living. Is there something you need to thank God for today? Something that you ought to thank God for today? Psalms 92 and verse 1 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings. That's 2 5-string banjos, by the way. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Hey, you want to do a good thing? The Bible said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises to His name. It's a good thing to be doing that. You know how there's over 25,000 songs written about one man, Jesus Christ. There's no other religion or anything in the world that has anywhere close that many songs written about them, for them. My. Some folks criticize us here because we like music. God likes music. I'm trying to drum up the 120 trumpet players he had that was marching down the road behind the ark, or in front of the ark. I don't think there's 120 trumpet players in here. Folks criticize sometimes because of the music. Psalms 95:1, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Oh, Psalms 96:1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. I declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Are you listening this morning? Are you thankful? Are you happy in the Lord? I think we better keep on singing, better keep on praising God. We better keep on bragging about him, giving testimonies about him. Friday night, we had testimonies about our Lord. Wednesday night, folks talking about the glorious God and what he had done in their lives. Keep on thanking him, Lord. Folks, thank the Lord. Thank him every day. Thank him every night. I grew up around a table. As a boy, we didn't say grace over the table. My daddy didn't get saved till he was 60 years old. Wasn't until I was grown and saw the selfishness of not giving thanks for my food. And I've told this story before. I'll tell it again about Harry Ironside. Went to a restaurant and they made him sit at a table. The place was crowded. Made him sit at a table with another fella. He sat down in that busy place and they brought the food and Harry Ironside bowed his head and gave thanks to God for his food. And the fellow said, what are you doing that for? He said, I always give thanks to my Lord for his provision. The fellow said, well, I worked hard for everything that I've got. Said, when they bring my food, I just go to eating. Harry Ironside said, I've got a dog that does the very same thing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good, and that he hath made us, not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. God has been so good to me. I'm thankful for a fine family. The little church where I attend, and for all my Christian friends, God has been so good to me. One Sunday service, many years ago, I took the mic, carried that hand mic back, and handed it to a sweet old lady sitting there, could barely get around, Audrey Woods, Tim Woods' mama. And she took that microphone and sang that song. We gathered up some singers around her and sang harmony with it. God has been good to you. God has been good to me. 1 Thessalonians, I'm about done. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'll close with one little story. I read this story. I read it in a magazine. It said that Winston Churchill, when he was just a little boy, that his parents had a gathering at their home, and they lived on the water, a lake, I forget if it was the lake or the ocean or what, and said, little Winston Churchill got out into the water, and he got into deep water and started to drown, and he started crying out. Said the gardener, the family's gardener, heard him and swam swiftly through the water and rescued Winston Churchill. And of course his mom and dad, they're just overwhelmed with saving little Winston, and said, oh, what in the world can we do for you? They were wealthy people. Said, what can we do for you? And the gardener said, well, there's really nothing that I need. And then he said, you know, but there is this one thing. My son wants to go to medical school and become a doctor, but we're not able to afford him to do that. Winston Churchill's daddy said, he will and he shall, and I'll pay for it. Wow. Several years later, they said that Winston Churchill got pneumonia. He was laying on what they thought was going to be his deathbed. And of course, he's a big, big famous name, and they called for the greatest physician in England to come to work on Winston Churchill. And said the doctor came in, and he brought antibiotics that he had invented. His name was Fleming, the inventor of penicillin, and that same gardener's son who saved Winston Churchill's life. The family was thankful. See, they use that goofy term karma today. I call it just God's blessing, paying it forward, trusting God, being thankful to God. Are you thankful this morning? I'm done. I went 7 minutes over time. We'll take it off Phil Gabbard Sunday School next week. Yeah. We'll dock him his pay. Now, folks, listen. God has done so much for us. All he asks is we be thankful. Are you thankful today? Do you love him? Do you love him enough to tell him that you're thankful? Show your gratitude. Oh, what a God. Praise him. Lift up his name. Give him glory. For he deserves it. He expects it. As we sing.